very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Today's Daf, Eruvin Vav Amud Beis, Vav 6b, pagination page 12, towards the bottom of the page, in the middle of a lengthy discussion on the topic of Eruvin, and you'll see some of the diagrams which are somewhat unusual in the Gemara, but necessary in certain cases. One more page. Yep. The Gemara enters a discussion of how to handle machlokes between two great authorities. You have a machlokes on topic A, where one is lenient, one is strict. You have a machlokes on topic B, one is lenient, one is strict. Are you allowed to pick all the leniencies from the different rabbis? Are you allowed or supposed to go with all the stringencies of the different rabbis? How do you handle differences of opinion on different topics? So the Gemara says, on the third wide line, Tanya, we learned. La'olam halacha k'beis Hillel. The halacha always follows the opinion of Beis Hillel. Famous machlokes between Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, numerous of them. So you should always follow Beis Hillel, but if you want to do like Beis Shammai osa, you could do it. Kedivre Beis Hillel osa, you want to do it like Beis Hillel, you could do it. Mikula Beis Shammai and Mikula Beis Hillel rasha. If you pick the leniencies of both, you're called a rasha. Mechumre Beis Shammai and Mechumre Beis Hillel, and if you pick all the stringencies, meaning your mitigating factor is that it's a stringency. Allah Akos of Omer, the Pasuk says about such a person, Haksil Bachoshach Holech, the fool walks in the darkness. You're making life difficult for yourself for no good reason, just picking the stringencies. Ella, rather, Iki Beis Shammai ki Kulei Hon ki Chumrei Hon. You should follow Beis Shammai according to its Kulos and Chumras. Iki Beis Hillel ki Kulei Hon ki Chumrei Hon. Or you should follow Beis Hillel, Kulos and Chumras. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, which is going to get us started in understanding this brisa. Hagufa kasha. There's an intrinsic problem with the presentation of this brisa. Amrit, you started off by saying, Le'olam halacha k'beis Hillel, we always follow Beis Hillel. So then that sounds like the end all. We follow Beis Hillel. Done deal. V'hadar Amrit, and then you told me, Harot Zalasas K'divei Beis Shammai Yosa, if you want to do like Beis Shammai, you could do it. But I thought you passed in like Beis Hillel. Now, bear in mind, the concept here is similar in many ways to a law system. Perhaps law system got it from us, but that's what we're familiar with, that at some point, the law is codified. You could debate the law for many years or generations, but at some point, it's codified in a certain way. There's precedent case law, and we've ruled. They gathered together, and the high court decides this is the way we rule. In halacha, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel debated for a long time, and then they gathered together, and they ruled like Beis Hillel. So if that's true, that's binding, and where does this, in other words, like it's very nice, it's very poetic, don't pick the leniencies of both, don't pick the stringencies of both, but where does that even start if we already ruled like Beis Hillel? It's done. You have to go like Beis Hillel. So the Gemara has a few approaches. Lo kasha, don't let it bother you. Number one, kan kodem basko kan la'acha basko. There was a voice from heaven that came out and said, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, and that caused everyone to lean in that direction, that the halacha should be like Beis Hillel. Whether that voice was binding or not, we can discuss. But a voice came out, and if you were great enough, you heard it. And that voice indicated that we should go like Beis Hillel. So the Braisa is telling you that you follow Beis Hillel, but before the voice came out, this is the way the halacha would be handled. You could follow Beis Hillel with Kulas Chumras, you could follow Beis Shammai with Kulas Chumras, but you don't pick the Kulas of one and the other, or the Chumras of one and the other, just looking for Kulas and Chumras. So again, according to this first approach, we agree in fact that now we paskin like Beis Hillel, but the Bryce is telling you how was it handled until that voice came out. Okay? We'll see a little bit more of why that's so important in a later answer. If you want, you can say, it's after the voice. But, Rabbi Yeshua, it follows the approach of Rabbi Yehoshua. Delo mishkach bevaskol, that he doesn't listen to a baskol. Now this enters in another famous discussion, the famous case of the argument between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim, regarding that famous oven, in which Rabbi Lazar said, they wanted to rule against him, and he said, if the rule is like me, so the river should go backwards, and the walls of the Beis Medrash should cave in, a famous case where he used proofs from heaven in order to prove that he's right, and the Chachamim ignored him, because we don't have heaven decide our questions anymore. We were given the Torah from Hashem, and we have to be diligent in knowing that Torah, in learning that Torah, and once we are, we come to conclusions. And if the majority rules against Rav Elazar, then the rule of the Torah is majority rules. And they ignored him. So it says it would be Rabbi Yeshua who, even though there was a baskol, we still are not really bound by Beis Hillel because of this approach that, so what if there's a voice? And therefore, the Bryce is telling you, we rule like Beis Hillel, but it's not 100% binding. That would be the second approach.
We had that story in Brachas where the rabbis laid down to say the Shema, and they said that he should not have gone
according to the more strict opinion, correct. We've encountered that, right, specifically over there, because he endangered himself. Question really over here is not endangering yourself, it's just grabbing a stringency that's going to make it more inconvenient for you. And you think you're very from because you're grabbing all the stringencies. What the Gemara is basically saying is that there's no such thing as being a lenient Jew or a stringent Jew. That's not one of the forms of service to Hashem, to always be strict. Now, we'll see, there are going to be exceptions, obviously, and when would it apply? And I mean, the biggest question over here really is, are you researching their opinions, because you're a great sage, and you're ruling sometimes like him and sometimes like him, which is fine, we do it all the time, or you're blindly choosing all the leniencies and blindly choosing all the stringencies? That's what the Bryce is objecting to. Your mitigating factor in life is, I'm a strict Jew or I'm a lenient Jew. That's not working. Now, the third approach over here is V'iba Yisema, on the second line of the Nudaf. Hachikoma, this is what we're saying. If you ever find two opinions that argue on each other, ke'ein machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, like the machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. In other words, this machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel has been settled. We paskin like Beis Hillel. And that's what that Brisa meant. But that is a quintessential example of a machlokas where both opinions are well-founded, they're reliable opinions, in a case where it was not yet paskined. Don't pick all the leniencies across the board, and don't pick all the stringencies across the board, but pick an opinion and then follow that opinion through. And that's the approach that we take nowadays, that a person is supposed to have a Rebbe, and you follow that Rebbe. The joke is, if you need to call 1-800-HETER-RABBI, but that's a problem. That's not what we do. You're going to a rabbi. Now, that rabbi can employ, and this is where it gets real fascinating, can employ leniency in cases of duress. Because that's even brought in Shulchan Aruch, that we rule in a certain way, but in a shas hadchak, in a more desperate situation, you're supposed to rule lenient. That doesn't mean that you have a person who is a lenient Jew, and he always goes for the lenient opinion. But if someone, for example, is growing in their Judaism, and a particular halacha is very stressful, very difficult situation, you can rule with the lenient opinion in that application. That doesn't turn that Jew into a lenient Jew. There are going to be other mitzvahs where he's very motivated and they don't affect other family members, and he may go with the more strict. When he buys himself his own tefillin, he might spend the extra $200 and buy a better pair. He's not a lenient Jew by nature. It's just that if it's a case where it affects other people in his life, he might need, or if it's difficult for him personally, which hashgachas does he use? 100%, we employ leniencies. There's a difference of opinion. You go with the more lenient. They joke that the concept of staying up Thursday night to learn, which is this mishmar concept, the joke is, I don't know if it can be validated, but that its source was Rabbonim in Europe, who got a shayla on an animal that was shecht on Thursday, and meat was at a premium, and they needed to paskin if perhaps the animal was kosher, and they stayed up Thursday night figuring out, according to all the opinions, if they could justify that animal as kosher or not. And it became that Thursday night was learning time in preparation for Shabbos needs. So for sure they're going to employ, but they have to be responsible about it, etc. But that doesn't make you into a lenient Jew. Because in other cases, where it's not a case of duress, you're not always picking the leniencies. Very important perspective to be aware of. But again, if a person goes into things thinking even that he's going to be a strict person, I always pick the strict. There are cases by biblical, by more strict things, by Shabbos. Sometimes we are more strict. But it's not an across-the-board attitude. It's not a method of psak. Judaism is easy or Judaism is difficult. It has to actually enter into the scholarship of what the question is and where the opinions fall out, depending on the case. Yashar koach, have a great day.